Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine. Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Swim away, swim away! Oh, hi! I didn't hear you there over my screaming. I don't know if you remember, dear listeners, but when you last left us here on the Bob at Wonder Show, we were trying to escape from a dark, ominous sea creature that was headed right for us in this tiny dirigible called Froggy that our good friend, inventor/builder Lucy Wow has built. We're in this predicament because we were trying to find whoever sent out a message in a bottle that washed up on the shores of Pflugerville Beach asking for help. It's one thing after another, and now we're not sure if this dark, ominous sea creature is a shark or a whale, an octopus, or a giant squid. To me, they're all scary. What are we gonna do? Keep listening if you want to find out. Oh, dearie.
Lucy, wow, can you get us out of here?
It depends. How are the Turbo Deluxe engines doing, Capel?
They are doing the opposite of Turbo Deluxe.
Froggy.
Is anyone else concerned about the dark, ominous sea creature headed our way that keeps getting bigger by the minute?
We are all worried, Grabstack, but there's nothing we can do. Maybe we can talk to whoever it is, just like we talked with Chester the Walrus.
These roars, they almost sound mechanical.
Could it be...
maybe another sub.
Yeah, that's definitely a giant squid.
Ah, I'm too young and talented to go out in a watery giant squid way. I didn't even get to eat a panini yet.
Wait a minute. Behind the squid, it's a submarine.
I recognize that sub.
And this squid. Daisy?
Grabstack? Bobby Wonder?
What's going on?
That's Daisy, the giant vegan squid and friend of...
Captain Atlas.
No, I'm the captain. It's Captain Xavier.
Atlas and Xavier.
Fancy seeing you here, Bobby Wonder. What exactly is this giant frog thing you're in?
It's a dirigible, and I built it. It flies, it floats, it drives, it dives. It does it all.
And the frog look was a design choice. Because we wanted it to look like a frog.
Very cool. We approve. After all, our submarine looks like a whale.
We were scared for a second because we didn't know what was approaching us and the deluxe turbo engines were faulting.
Hey, maybe I can come on board and see if I can help fix it.
Well, I mean, I am Pflugerville's best inventor/tinkerer, but I'm not opposed to accepting help. Come on board.
For some reason, the Turbo Deluxe knob isn't working.
Let me see.
What are you two doing in this area, Xavier?
Well, we were exploring the ocean floor, like we do, searching for sea caves, hidden treasures, and more, when we decided it was time to head back home to say hi to our parents. It's been a while. Plus, Daisy wanted to suntan.
I like feeling the dry air on my squishy skin, and it's best to do that at the beach.
That's what I said!
And what are you doing out here on the high seas, Bobby Wonder? We're used to seeing your blue-haired self flying high in the sky, or stretching all over the place to stop that annoying Mighty Mila.
Well, we were just going to do a beach day because it's so hot and sunny today, but while on the beach, we found a message in a bottle.
A message in a bottle? What did it say?
It said, "Help me."
Sounds like whoever sent that message really needs help.
It came from the direction of the Radiant Central Current.
No!
Not there.
What do you mean, no? Not there.
We don't go along the Radiant Central Current. It's too...
dangerous! The waters are rough, and there are storms, and we've heard rumors of pirates pillaging those seas.
Pirates? Oh, that's a no from me.
I did it! What? I mean, how did you fix it?
Well, I don't want to take all the credit, but it seems that knob was wiring to a panini grill, not your engines. So I just crisscrossed the wires, and voila! Turbo Deluxe engines are good to go.
What about the panini grill? This is important!
The panini grill is out of commission for now.
Upsetting.
Atlas, they are heading through the Radiant Central Current to find someone in need.
Not the Radiant Central Current. That's a bad, bad place.
I don't like bad, bad places. I only like happy places. Places with food and beds and candy and fryers. Ooh.
We'd come and help you, but we have to be home for dinner with our parents. They made meatloaf.
It's okay. We understand.
Just make sure to avoid the whirlpool. It spits you right into the icy rocks.
Whirlpool? Are we sure about this?
We've already set off on this adventure. We can't leave whoever sent that message stranded alone. We have to go.
Lucia's right. Onwards and upwards. Thank you for all your help, Atlas and Xavier. It was so good to see you both.
Same to you. You'll get through this and save the day.
That's the Bobby Wonder we know.
And you too, Grabstack.
Any extra room at your parents' dinner? I love meatloaf.
Goodbye, and good luck.
We'll see you again soon.
I'm gonna go sunbathe on the beach. Bye.
Bad Daisy. She's got it good.
Now that Atlas helped fix my, mechanical mix-up, the Turbo Deluxe engines are working and we're good to go. Ready?
Ready.
Ready. Panini!
Vroom, vroom. The Radiant Central Current is really strong. It's zooming us right along. We're moving so fast.
This is faster than I can fly, and I can fly pretty fast.
As long as we don't crash. Was that a crash?
No, it's a thunderstorm. Whoa! The thunderstorm has made the waters extra choppy and knocked us out of the Radiant Central Current. Now we're floating off stream.
We have to get back in the current stream, or we won't get to where we need to go.
It was such a sunny day today, and now it's storming. Beach day is ruined, and I can't even get a panini.
Not to make matters worse, Grabstack, but I believe we are being pulled into a whirlpool.
Didn't Xavier say to avoid the whirlpool?
She sure did.
Help me grab the wheel. We have to steer ourselves out of this.
Let me pull it.
Use your super strength, Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder!
The whirlpool. It's too strong.
We can't get out!
Toilet flush!
Xavier said not to go into the whirlpool. Well, guess what? We're in the whirlpool. Can we take a quick break so I have time to freak out a little bit? Okay. See you soon!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're back! And yes, we're still circling the waters of a giant whirlpool. Bobby Wonder couldn't even pull us out. So, looks like we're getting flushed down the drain, just like Lenore said. I'm not ready to have to swim. I never took swimming lessons, even though I said I did on my acting resume. Anywho, let's see how this whole whirlpool thing plays out.
The whirlpool is pulling us lower and lower. Soon we'll reach the bottom.
And then what?
Wait a second. I just realized Froggy isn't a submarine. It's a dirigible.
That word is hard to say. Can't we come up with another one?
What do you mean, Lucy Wow?
I almost forgot. Froggy can fly.
You're right, Lucy. We can pull Froggy completely out of the water and fly us over the whirlpool.
Froggy bounce high.
I've never been so happy to fly to the sky. Get us up, get us up.
All right, gotta remember which handle. I think it's this one. Okay, here goes. We're picking up air.
I can fly out and lift us up. The thunderstorm is really whipping the wind around, but I can hold it and push us off it into...
You did it, Bobby! You were able to get Froggy out of the swirling whirlpool waters and into the air!
The wind is so strong, I can't hold on!
Whoa! Whoa! Bobby Wonder! The wind! It took Bobby Wonder off and flew him away!
We have to find him!
My best friend! We have to get him! What's that beeping? Is it a good beeping?
Beeping is never good. Froggy can't handle the storm. We're going back down.
This is why I hate flying.
I'm gonna try and steer it so we can land on that white island.
White island?
Ice Diamond Sky!
Iceberg! Get ahead!
Everyone okay?
Kapow feels owie. I'm hungry, tired, cold, scared, and hungry again. But I'm okay.
Froggy is overheated and the controls are all jumbled up. It'll take time to fix him.
Plus, we have to find Bobby Wonder. The storm blew him off into the distance. I can't be far from my BFF for too long or I start to get cranky. And you don't want to see me cranky.
It appears we have crash-landed in a field of icebergs.
That's why my butt is so cold. Could this be where our author of the message in the bottle is? I'm surprised there aren't more crash survivors around. Let me call out. I'm really good at projecting my voice. One of my many talents.
I-E-I-O-U.
Just some vocal warming up. Gotta ready the chords. La 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 la, lo 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 lo.
Grabstack, can you just shout already? Or I'll do it.
Okay, here goes. Hello! Is anyone else out there? Can anyone else hear me? Bobby! Really? Nothing? I'm surprised. My voice really carries. Wait a minute. Did y'all hear that? It sounded like distant whistling. I said a yoo-hoo! I heard it. A distant whistle coming from that direction.
Bobby Whistler.
I don't see anything or anybody. How are we gonna get over there?
I don't know. Froggy can't go anywhere right now. Maybe some of this iceberg ice can help? Nope, I think he needs time. I don't know what to do.
That better not be a dark and ominous sea creature again. I just can't take it.
Well, then close your eyes, because it's definitely a dark and ominous sea creature.
Hi! It's me, Daisy!
Daisy, the giant squid? What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be suntanning on Pflugerville Beach?
Yes, I am. Except when I got there and laid out on the sand, people started screaming and running away like they do. And then I dried up real quick and couldn't move. Ugh, Zavi and Atlas had to push me back into the water. So maybe suntanning isn't for me.
How did you find us?
I figured that if you were coming down the Radiant Central Current, you were probably going to get stuck in the whirlpool. Everyone does. So I wanted to come help you. Hey, where's that blue-haired boy?
You mean my best friend forever and the superhero savior of Pflugerville?
Yes.
We don't know. The thunderstorm winds whipped him around and he disappeared off into the distance.
Oh, no.
Daisy, we need your help. While I stay here with Kapow and work on the dirigible, can you take Grabstack and Lenore around these iceberg islands and search for Bobby?
Sure can. Just hop in my mouth.
Calamari sizzle fry.
Do I really have to? Again? Hoy, the things I do for my best friend.
We'll find Bobby Wonder. Don't worry.
Good luck. And return back here when you found him.
Let's go. This way.
Daisy, did you recently eat a blueberry pie?
I did not. I ate some soap, though.
Okay.
Current.
Lenora's right. The Radiant Central Current ends here at the giant pointy iceberg. Maybe the sender of the message in the bottle is here. Daisy, let us out.
Okay, here you go.
I don't see anyone around. It's a deserted iceberg, all right. Oh, look, a coin. I'm just gonna pick this up and... I've been bamboozled!
Coin trap.
We've been trapped, but by who? I don't like the sound of that menacing but somewhat familiar laughter.
No, you shouldn't like my menacing laughter. You should be afraid. Very afraid.
I am! So, you win. Let me go.
Chortles the Cackler doesn't let anyone go. Chortles the Cackler is the most fearsome pirate of all. Chortles the Cackler is me.
Chortles the Cackler likes to talk in the third person.
You have angered Chortles. Crew, reveal yourselves.
Who knew there were so many hiding places on this very deserted iceberg?
We are pirates. Hear us cackle.
Love this for us, Lenore.
Iceberg pirate party back.
So, things are really not great. Bobby Wonder is missing, Froggy is broken, and now Lenore and I have been captured by pirates. This is why I don't like going out of my room. That's what adventures are about, right? Right? Pirate's life is not for me. I hope somehow Bobby Wonder can save the day wherever he is. Anywho, too bad we didn't spend more time with our friends Xavier and Atlas, but you can catch up with them over at Whale of a Tale, also part of the Go Kid Go universe of shows, whenever you want. There's so many great shows to choose from on Go Kid Go, they probably don't get captured by pirates on those other shows, but what do I know? Well, sure hope someone helps us, and soon! I don't like this Chortles guy. We'll see you next time, friends.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. We're